Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. God judged Israel severely for their unbelief at Kadesh in the desert. All would die except two men. But God did not abandon his people for making a poor choice. Today, how blessing can come to us even after we choose second best. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. In a series on making the best of a bad decision, Erwin Lutzer is talking about what happens when you choose the second best, as Israel did in the book of Numbers.
It says in chapter 21, verse 2, "And Israel bowed a vow to the Lord and said, 'If you will indeed give this people into my hand, then I will devote their cities to destruction.'" God says, "All right, we have a deal." You see, what Israel said is, "We'll destroy their cities and take nothing for ourselves, and those cities will in effect be an offering to you if you help us fight." But now notice the text. It says in verse 3, "And the Lord obeyed the voice of Israel." God says, "I'm going to help you fight in the desert. I'm going to answer prayers in the desert." And then God instructs them in the desert. You read these chapters and you discover that he gives instructions to the priests as to how to dress and all that. That's what God does in the desert. What is it that I'm trying to tell you today? This could be misunderstood, but it's going to come out. All right? God sometimes blesses us even after we've chosen the second best. God can bless you. Some of you are here today saying, "I should have taken more time to decide whom to marry." Don't turn to your partner right now, all right? You can have that discussion this afternoon, but not now. Some of us have had the good fortune to have been led by God in whom we marry. But some of you perhaps are thinking to yourself, I have to be in this desert, and God says, "I can come along and I can help you and minister to you and bless you even in the desert." I know a man who's in heaven today who really strongly felt called to the mission field. Now, let's assume that that was a genuine call. But he resisted God. He kept resisting God all through his life until he got older. Then he fell on his knees and deeply repented. He said, "God, I know that you've been calling me, but it's too late to go." But he chose to become a godly man. And he was running a service station in Canada. So what he decided to do is to say, "Now, in light of the fact that I've made a decision that I'm quite sure was wrong, what do I do now?" And he began to give out tracts and booklets in his service station to everyone who came by to buy gasoline. And he witnessed to everyone at that station that he could. And God blessed him, and he led people to Christ. I'm saying to you today that God isn't through with you yet. One requirement, and that is, are you alive? Are you alive today? You folks in the balcony are still living. I've always prayed, "Oh God, keep me alive until I die." It's a good idea, I think. So God gives grace. He mixes his discipline with grace, and he certainly does that. Secondly, he gives grace to the faithful. Let me back up and say that he gives grace to the disobedient, whom he pardoned. But he also gives grace to the faithful. You say, "Well, Pastor Lutzer, what are you talking about in the context?" Well, I'll tell you. I'm thinking of Joshua and Caleb and Moses too, even though Moses ended up unable to go into the land. But I'm thinking of Joshua and Caleb. They're saying to themselves, "Hey, we were the obedient ones. We were the ones that had faith. We tried to convince them to go into the land. And now the whole congregation of Israel has made a decision that the answer is no. So what do we do for 38 years? Well, the answer is, for 38 years, you wander in the desert along with everybody else in the dust and the heat. and all of the conflict of the desert. They were victims of decisions that others made for them. Does God give them grace and strength and health to endure it? Yeah. Some of you who are listening to this, you are victims of decisions that other people made for you, maybe your parents, because you were brought up in a very, very dysfunctional, even abusive home. And you say, well, Pastor Lutzer, I still have consequences in my life because of the way in which I was raised. Yes, and it's possible you'll have some of those consequences until you die. So what does God do? What about those of you who've had a spouse who's left the marriage? Usually that happens when there are two people who are at fault, but I've known instances in which somebody simply just takes off for no real good reason, and they decide to create havoc with what they do. Does that mean God says, well, you know, this was plan A, now we're dealing with plan B, and I'm kind of wiping my hands and saying, well, you know, you're the victim of circumstances. No, 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 no. God is bigger than all that and more gracious than all that. God is just as willing to help you in messes that other people have made for you as he is to help you in messes that you've made for yourself. Some of you say, well, Pastor Lutzer, I've got both of those circumstances. God is bigger than that. We don't make decisions independently. They affect others. This decision affected a number of people in a very adverse way, but they stuck it out, and Caleb ends up conquering the land. What a story that is. You think of all the barriers he overcame. The barriers of peer pressure. They wanted to stone him. The barrier of race. He was a Kenizzite. He was not an Israelite. The barrier of old age. He should have had a condo in Florida at the age of 85. But he said, give me this mountain. And God says, Caleb, because you followed me with a full heart, I'll even bless you in your old age after the 38 years are over. God is gracious. So God blesses the disobedient. God blesses the faithful. And God's grace really does come to all of us, does it not? Is there anyone here who says today, Pastor Lutzer, thank you, by the way. Is there anyone here who says today, Pastor Lutzer, I have not made one bad decision? Would you raise your hands, please? If you'd have raised your hand, I'd have told you, you've just lied. That's a bad decision. What God does is he comes to the nation and he says, I will lead you. And my strength will be upon you. And I'm going to come along and I am going to bless you in ways that you wouldn't have guessed, so that mingled with the judgments, mingled with all of the problems and the consequences of your sin, there is mercy and there is grace. Jesus told the story, you remember, of a young man who went into the far country. He was a man who was very disrespectful, very disrespectful of his parents. Because he comes to his dad and says, Dad, I want your inheritance, and I can't wait for you to die. He said, I want your inheritance, and I want it right now. Father gave it to him. What are you going to do with a boy like that? And so he wanders off into the far country, and there in the far country, he begins to get poor, and he ends up in a pigsty. And then he comes to himself, and he does the right thing. All you who are listening to this message today, wherever you may be, here at the Moody Church or elsewhere, there is always a right move that you can make. And that is to hurry back to the Father, to hurry back in repentance and in humility, acknowledging all that you have to give to him is the mess that others have made, that you've made. And then we say, Father, it is all yours now. And when we hurry back to the Father in repentance and faith, the Father accepts us and begins where we are. That's the good news of the gospel. In fact, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, because he is the one who shed his blood, he now says to all of us, you can be forgiven, you can be welcomed, you can be received into my presence, you can be all that I can make you. You've taken wrong turns, but I will meet you right there. And that's why you're here today, and that's why I'm here today, to be reminded of that. You remember that old story about somebody who took a blotch of paint and just poured it onto a canvas haphazardly? And how a wonderful artist came along and was able to take the blotch of paint and paint around it and paint over it and make it as part of the scenery. That's what God does to us. But he's saying to you and to me, I want you to let go. Lose your grip on yourself, your own way, your rebellion. Come to me, I'll pardon you and I'll bless you, even in the desert. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you today for your love and grace. Thank you that you enable us in such a wonderful way to give ourselves to you completely and fully, and to say, Father, we've all messed up, and you know how we've done that. But we thank you today that no matter what decisions we have made, you meet us along the road and then walk with us all the way to our heavenly home. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I can't help but think that I'm speaking to some today, to you today, and you are in a desert. You feel a little bit like the nation Israel, perhaps because of a decision that you made, a bad decision. And as a result, you find yourself going around in circles, wondering whether or not God has abandoned you, whether or not he'll be there for you in the midst of your need. These messages are intended to encourage you, making the best of a bad decision. God is there to help us. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some information as to how these messages can be yours. And thanks in advance for your prayers and for your support. You know, it is a great privilege for us here at Running to Win to come into your home or into your car or into your office and share God's word with you. Thanks for standing with us, and I'll see you next time.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up When You Choose the Second Best, another message in a series on making the best of a bad decision. Next time, find out what happens when you make a foolish vow. Making the Best of a Bad Decision can be yours on CD as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.